Look Both Ways, written by Jason Reynolds, and read by Heather Alicia Sims, Chris Chalk, Bonnie Turpin, Edenrele Ojo, Kevin R. Free, J.D. Jackson, Guy Lockhart, January Lavoie, David Sadzin, and Jason Reynolds.
For Eloise Greenfield.
Marston Street. Water Booger Bears. This story was going to begin like all the best stories, with a school bus falling from the sky. But no one saw it happen. No one heard anything. So instead, this story would begin like all the good ones, with boogers.
If you don't get all them nasty half-baked goblins out your nose, I promise I'm not walking home with you. I'm not playing.
Jasmine Jordan said this like she said most things, with her whole body. Like the words weren't just coming out of her mouth, but were also rolling down her spine. She said it like she meant it. Said it with the same "don't play with me" tone her mother used whenever she was trying to talk to Jasmine about something important for her real life. And Jasmine turned the music up in her ears real loud to drown her mother out and scroll on, scroll on. If you don't take them earbugs, earbuds, earphones, or whatever they called out of your coconut head, it's gonna be me turning up the volume and the bass, and I ain't talking about no music. That tone. Jasmine's booger removal warning was aimed at her stuffy nose best friend, Terrence Jumper, TJ. Well, Jasmine called him her best friend who's a boy, but she didn't have best friends who were girls, so TJ was her best friend, and she was his. Been like that for a long time, since he moved onto Marston Street, three houses down from her. Since the only way their mothers would let them be walkers was if they walked together, because they were the only kids who lived on their block. Since 6 years. So, since forever. The bell rang, and Jasmine and TJ had just left their last class for the day, the only class they had together. Life Science with Mr. Fantana.
You've been back to school for 2 days, and you already starting with me.
TJ spun the black lock dial confidently, like he could feel the difference in the grooves and would know when he landed on the right numbers.
How could I not? Look at them things. Honestly, TJ, I don't even know how you breathing right now, Jasmine continued.
Their lockers were right next to each other, luckily, because Jasmine, unlike TJ, turned her lock with an intense concentration, glaring at it as if the combination could up and change at any second, or as if her fingers might stop working at any moment. And if for some strange reason either of those things happened, at least she knew TJ was right there to help. TJ shrugged, tossing his science book onto the floor of the metal closet, the smell of feet wafting up from it like a cloud of dust, unsettled and unsettling. The floor of his locker was littered with empty snack bags that Jasmine had slid through the door vent between classes over the last 2 days. Trash? Yes. But Jasmine and TJ called them friendship flags. The litter of love. And because Jasmine had been gone for a while, they were basically notes that said, "I've missed you," in Cheeto dust. Then, finally, with the hardened snot like tiny stones rolled in front of the entrances of his nose, TJ turned the bottom of his shirt up and mopped it. A streak of slime smeared across his lip as he swiped and pinched and dug just enough for it to count as a dig, but not enough for it to count as digging.